Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
4:05 on the Fan, Evan and Tiki on a Monday that featured the New York Jets getting absolutely their butts kicked on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. I was there. Our next guest was there. The one word to describe Jets-Dolphins, depressing. And the Joe Beningo Monday call-in with Evan and Tiki is brought to you by Approved Oil. Visit freezetherate.com. HL Gross Jewelers of Garden City, Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you. And by Audi Manhattan, where luxury meets excellence. What a disaster.
Yeah, debacle is clearly it. By the way, let me just say this. So I leave, Tommy and I left at 31-10 after that touchdown win. So I actually stayed for the kickoff because you never know. That's the only like play worth seeing with the Jets.
That's true.
Is the special teams play. So we left right after that, 31-10. You were still there with Spence.
Yes.
I mean, did you stay right to the very bitter end yesterday or no?
At about 2 minutes to go, I begged him because he was the one who wanted to stay.
That's
like,
unbelievable. Spence, you're destroying the kid. You really are.
No.
Tiki's killing him.
I know. I don't know how. It'd be like, well, wait, hold on. We have an emergency at home. Mommy says we got to leave right now.
Right.
I basically,
right.
With 2 minutes to go, I put my foot down. I said, son, we got to go. It's a long walk to the car. They're not coming back. Because to him, he sees this time left. He's like, well, the game isn't over. I'm like, trust me, it's over. And you and I both knew. I think everyone in that building knew. That game was over after the freaking opening drive.
God, it was 21-0 with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. I mean, it was unbelievable. And then once Tyrod went out of the game. But, you know, look, I got to say, you know, I like Tyrod a lot. I do. But he just can't. He's always – bro, he didn't even get hit and he was out of the game.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't think any of us saw him suffer the actual groin injury.
No. I don't know what happened. But anyway, a groin is something that just can pop up just because you get – I don't know, you get tackled the wrong way. You can stretch your groin
a little bit. Move the wrong way.
Right, but ultimately it put Brady Cook in the game, and at that point you knew it was over.
Right. I will say this, though. They had some opportunities to make plays. You know, Mechie's got a walk-in touchdown that he doesn't catch when it was, you know, 24-7. How about that guy? Never heard of the guy. 53, the defense, Walker, right? There's that pass.
Michael Walker,
Tua throws it. It's an interception. Unbelievable walk-in touchdown interception. This guy doesn't catch the ball, you know? And even before halftime, you know, they're going to get a field goal at least after they get set up with that pass interference, and he throws a pick. The guy's covered. I mean, where are you throwing the ball?
Mechie didn't run the route, so it was just ugly.
It was ugly. Mechie, what happened to Mechie? He was good the first couple games. Now he can't catch a cold. He's dropping
honestly,
passes.
Joe, it feels like he's lost. It feels like he doesn't know what he's doing. And a couple of the routes, there was one in particular where he stopped running. It was just an incomplete pass. It was one of Brady Cook's first throws. And it's like the mesh with the other wide receiver was weird, and then he was just kind of floating in no man's land, and they looked unprepared. I know that Aaron Glenn said this after the game, that he didn't do a good enough job preparing his team for this week.
Well,
it really showed. Like, sometimes coaches say that because it's a good way to put the pressure on them and take it off the players. But that actually felt real. It felt like this team was unprepared. And that's not a good sign for Aaron Glenn.
No. And the defense, I mean, come on, could they make a tackle? I mean, it was unbelievable. How many missed every play? They're missing tackles left and right. Let me ask you this, too. And I got to ask you this, Teague, as a running back that you are. Now, I'm watching. I love Breece Hall. But yesterday, is it the fact that the offensive line is not opening holes for him? Or is he not hitting the hole the way he should be?
Joe, I honestly felt like he was trying to be hero. Like he wasn't taking what was given. Because you remember, what was it?
Yes, second play you're talking about.
Or third series, they get 9 yards on first down.
Yep.
Right? And then run play, Breece Hall, 9 yards. They run it again. He's in the hole. Then he like stops and back comes out of it and he tries to get around the corner.
No question about it.
Just get the first down. You know what I mean? It's second and one. Power through that hole. You might make the DN, who's kind of unblocked, miss, break a tackle, go get hard 3 or 4 yards, let a drive continue. Instead, it started a trend they couldn't get out of, which was a bunch of three and outs. And just giving it right back to the Miami Dolphins, who took advantage of the Jets not being able to stop the run at all.
Yeah, it was a joke as far as them.
I just think he was just trying to be the hero. And instead of just letting the game come to him, he was trying to take it.
And they don't throw the ball to him. And here you got a guy like Brady Cook, right? You got this rookie first-time quarterback, green as could be. Throw some easy passes to Breece out of the backfield. Yeah. Where are they?
I think both coordinators had a tough day. I think Tanner Entrain, especially early in this game, it was rough. It was two-man routes when both of them on the same side of the field. It was just weird. And then defensively, Steve Wilks looked like he had no idea how to slow down. I mean, he might be. When you start talking about, we're going to evaluate everything as opposed to, he has my full support, the writing's on the wall.
Yeah. And I would play, I got to tell you, Ev, I'd play Cook now. I mean, why not? You know, let him play. Doesn't matter now. I mean, are they going to win another game? Are they going to beat the Saints? I don't even know that. I mean, you know, you look at everybody else. They got the Jaguars, the Patriots, Buffalo. Come on. You might as well play this kid.
I would play Brady Cook for, like, three reasons. Number one, I don't think this game was, like, a fair look at him.
No, I agree with that. That wasn't fair.
He gets elevated to backup quarterback on Friday.
He's down 21-0 before he gets the ball, too. Let's not forget that.
Ideally, if he's in this game, you're going to want to run the ball with him. You're going to have more concerted play calling. So I think he needs a full week with the first team reps to say, okay, let's evaluate him. And then number two, Tyrod Taylor's a walking injury.
Always.
And I don't think I need to see Justin Fields again. Like, we've already seen him twice. Nope. There was a report that he didn't want to be a part of any kind of gadget plays. So it's like, you know what? Screw it. Let's just see what this kid's got over the last 4 weeks. I don't think he's going to change our opinion of quarterback.
No.
But maybe he can at least impress over the next few weeks.
Yeah. No, I think that's the way to go. I think I'd play Cook now. And I'm just, you know what? Not that I'm down that much on it, because it is, you know, to me, it's all about what you're going to do in the draft. You know, you set up, you got to make it happen. You know, if you think Mendoza's the guy, you got to go get him. I thought we had a good day with the draft yesterday, even though the Jets are still 7. You know, the New Orleans won, the Titans won, and how about the Colts, bro, who are now in free fall?
Yeah.
That pick is getting better and better. Jones is out for the year. You see their schedule. I don't know if they're winning another game.
I think they're losing out.
Right.
That pick could drop to like 14, 15. 15, kind of in that range.
Yep.
Do you like Mendoza? Because I mean, I actually was very invested in that Big Ten championship game, not because I cared who won, because I wanted to see Mendoza. How much do you believe in him? Would you be willing to go nuts, trade up for him and go get him?
I mean, I think he's the guy. I want to see more, though. I mean, look, tremendous beat in Ohio State. I mean, Ohio State was killing everybody. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, they don't even play a great schedule, but, you know, they buried Michigan. They buried everybody. They played in the Big Ten this year. Indiana did too, but give Indiana credit. I mean, you held that offense. They beat up on Sayin, who never really gets touched. So but I want to see him now. Now they're going to play the winner of the Oklahoma-Alabama game.
Right.
Okay, that's who they're playing in the next whatever bowl it is. I'm interested, especially if it's Oklahoma, who has a terrific defense. Their offense is not very good, but they got one of the best defenses in the country. I would like to see him go up against, you know, a big-time SEC defense now. I need to see that. You know what I mean? I know he beat Oregon. That was such a great win, the comeback against Penn State, what he did the other night. You know, he's had some big numbers. But I got to see him play now as he gets to play to better teams going forward, and we'll see how far he can go and what he looks like. But, look, here's the bottom line. No matter what he does, if Darren Mooji feels that he's the guy, go get him. I mean, that's it. You got the draft capital. Go get him.
That's the thing. They got the assets to move up. But one thing, and I think we already knew this, but it was a reminder yesterday, Tyrod Taylor can't be the veteran on the roster because he's just so unreliable. He doesn't stay healthy enough.
Isn't Jameis Winston a free agent? Is
no,
he not?
No, he's got 1 year left.
Oh, he does. Okay.
I think, is Jacoby Brissett? Jacoby Brissett might be free.
Let me tell you, Jacoby, you get me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Tell you what,
he's consummate playing, backup, great backup quarterback. Because he can win games for you.
No question. And he can still throw the ball. You know, he's playing for the Cardinals now. I know the Cardinals aren't any good, but I mean, he can still chuck it. You know, you watch the, Red Zone.
He's got another year too, Joe, unfortunately.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
He'd be a good guy to get. Right. He'd be a good guy.
But you need someone like
you
that.
You do.
You need a veteran who's smart enough. Who can come in and win games if
I don't
if
want
you need Mendoza.
I don't want this kid starting next year. He's got to watch for. They got to do what they did with Dart with the Giants.
Yeah, because the Jets never do that. I mean, you think about all the quarterbacks we've drafted over the years, they always play right away, and it would have benefited Zach Wilson a sit. It would have benefited Sam Darnold a sit. It just would have benefited these guys, Geno Smith a sit, and they don't sit. So they got to learn from the franchise's mistakes, and that's why. They got to add a veteran quarterback, and unfortunately, Tyrod Taylor, I like him. He's all right. Yep. He's so unreliable to stay on the field.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, I don't know where you go. I mean, I guess Kirk Cousins is available. I don't like him.
Oh, God, he was bad yesterday.
I mean, where do you go for it? Who's the veteran quarterback out there?
There aren't any.
Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson, if he wants to keep playing.
Right.
I didn't see him on TV. Kyler Murray is likely to be available. But again, he feels,
I wouldn't give up a fifth round defender.
Nah, right. He feels more like someone taking a shot just to see what he has left at 28 years old.
I don't mind him competing for the starting job, but not being the veteran who teaches someone. Yeah. Just
that Kyler Murray?
Yeah, just competing with the young player for the job.
I don't want him with the organization. I don't. Yeah. I don't want him.
There's not a lot, Joe.
Yeah, no, I know. I know that. Well, I mean, look, we'll see what they can do with that. I don't know. Hey, let's see this kid play. I mean, who knows? Maybe he shows you a little something. And let me see the team at least, you know, give me something.
I mean, are we in a quarterback crisis in the NFL? Now that I'm thinking about this, I'm just trying to think of, like, the vets that would go and be a decent backup or potentially compete.
Yeah.
There's not a ton.
Mariota? What's his contract?
He's a free agent.
He'd be free agent.
Well, you know what? I don't love him, but you know what? That at least.
But think about what we're talking about. Marcus Mariota is the top of the heap of the veterans that are available.
But he's only a stopgap guy till the young kid is ready to go, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're in a void right now.
Yeah.
And some of the young guys are maybe developing, but I think there's some young players. Drake May, Jackson Dart, et cetera. You can throw out the few that are out there that are going to be good. At least we think they are. But there's not a ton.
No.
Not a ton of options.
I'll tell you this, too. A couple things, too, quickly about the league. First of all, by the way, Tigre, you're very upset that UVA did not beat Duke.
Terrible.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
Bro.
Screwed up
come on.
The
you're in the tournament. You were going in. I mean, come on.
Right.
Man.
They played flat from the very beginning. And then when they finally started to put it together, they couldn't make stops on defense. And it was just bad.
Yeah,
it just screws up the college football playoff because now the ACC had to take Miami.
Yeah, one of the best teams.
Are, but they lost stupid games to SMU and Louisville.
Yeah.
They had no business not being in the ACC championship, and Notre Dame gets screwed because of it because Notre Dame's not in a conference.
By the way, do we need to see James Madison? I mean, come on. I mean, you know what? Seriously, Teague, James Madison, Oregon, that game, they're going to win by 50, Oregon and Eugene.
We don't need to see that.
I mean, I want to see the best teams.
By the way, that's Virginia's fault. Like, that's the reason you're seeing that game. So I blame my Cavaliers.
But you know what, though? But even Virginia, no offense to your alma mater, they're not one of the 12 best teams in the country.
No, but they earned it because they won the ACC championship.
Well, I understand that, but I want to see the 12 best teams in the country. They got to get rid of these conference champs. I don't like them. Get them out. You know, I mean, the bottom line is the last three teams in, get rid of Madison, get rid of Tulane, or, you know, Notre Dame should have been in, and then either Texas or Vanderbilt should have been the other two teams in.
Right.
I mean, I think those are the –
right. BYU
then you got the best
too.
Teams in the country.
Right. Right. BYU
and Alabama, let's be honest. Alabama lost three games. I know they beat Georgia during the year. I understand that at Georgia. They got killed. Yeah. Georgia killed them. They were never in the game. Simpson, he looked terrible. He made some bad throws. He did not look good in this game.
Alabama
I know he
lost
was
two
siege.
Of its last three games. They lost to Oklahoma. They lost to Georgia in the ACC.
And barely beat Auburn.
And barely beat Auburn. And lost to Oklahoma. Right. So they're not one of the best teams, even though they have a good quarterback.
No. They shouldn't be in. They should have been out. If you're going to stick the way it is, you're going to see the James Madisons and the Tulanes in there. Mm. Then you got to put Notre Dame should have been in over Alabama.
Right. I don't think that college football has the Cinderellas like college basketball. And you don't even get Cinderellas in college basketball anymore.
No.
That doesn't even happen anymore.
Now, remember last year, Boise State went into Penn State last year in the playoffs, and Boise State's a caliber above James Madison. Right. I mean, let's be honest. And they got hammered.
Yep.
They got killed in a playoff game. Tulane lost by five touchdowns earlier in the year to Ole Miss. You know, they're going to get killed again. Ole Miss has a right in to play Georgia. That's going to be Ole Miss Georgia in the second round, a rematch of the only game Ole Miss lost all year. Of course, they don't have their coach, but, you know, that's another story.
Right.
That's another story. But I would go with Brady Cook the rest of the way.
Yep.
And I think Buffalo, this is the year for the Bills. The Bills cannot do it this year. I hate Buffalo, but I hate New England more. And I want to see Buffalo go in there this week and beat them. Because if the Bills don't get to the Super Bowl this year, when are they going? The Chiefs look shot. The Ravens look shot. You tell me, is it Denver and New England? I mean, are the teams?
That's what's so crazy when you look at the AFC. Like, who is it? Jacksonville?
I mean, the best team.
Is it Houston at this point?
Team is
Houston's defense is good.
They're very
the best team?
Yeah, they're getting better, Houston. But I would have said that they've been in the season. But again, yes, you're right. C.J. Stroud's taking a step backwards or sideways. Or he didn't grow, whatever it is.
Right.
It's probably New England, Joe, only because of the attitude of the team.
Like, they're trying to kill us, aren't they?
No, I understand that. I'm not saying you're wrong.
They play a physical brand of football. and they smash you around, and they got a quarterback who is consistent as hell. He gives you 270 and two touchdowns every single game.
You think Buffalo will beat them this week in New England?
If they don't, then I don't know how we can't say that New England's not the favorite again.
Yeah, no. That, you don't give that. You dismiss Denver. I mean, they got a great Denver defense. They've been red hot.
Look, if Denver gets home field, then Denver's going to have an edge because there's something about playing up there this year.
Mile high. They
win all those tight games up there. They're two losses or tight losses by game losing field goals on the road.
Mm. Right.
Like Denver could easily be undefeated this year when you think about it.
They were also lucky to beat the Jets in London.
Of course,
let me tell you, they played terrible in that game.
Joe, they were lucky to beat the Giants.
I know. I forgot about that. Both of them. That's right.
Right. So
26-8 or whatever the score was in that game.
But Joe, at what point do you stop saying it's luck and it's just it's a well coached team that knows how to win tight games like that? And so if they get home field, I think you have to favor the Denver Broncos. But if it's not, if it's New England, New England's a damn good and well-coached squad as well. No. It's interesting. The common denominator is great head coaching.
Yeah, well, that's what it always got. You got to have a quarterback, obviously.
True,
too.
But it's really good head coaching. Look, I'm not sold on Bo Nix being a top 10 quarterback.
No.
But he does enough, and you got a good coach
and a good defense.
Then you can win.
Who do you like in the NFC? Right now.
Oh, man.
You like the Packers?
It feels
Packers
like the West.
Are really looking good.
It feels like the West, though. The Rams looked amazing. I called
Seattle.
That Rams game last
night.
Yeah,
the Rams.
I mean, they don't punt. They punt when they feel like they need to stop. Like the third fewest punts in the league going into week 14 last week. They punted like five times only because they stopped caring.
Yeah,
when they were
great
blowing,
coach,
they
too.
Were blowing out the Cardinals by 35 in the fourth quarter. So, like, I'd say the Rams, but I get concerned sometimes when they have an outing like they did against Carolina. They have three turnovers and lose for no business, but that's all the way across the field on the road. So it's either the Rams or maybe Chicago.
No, really?
I
think they're better than the Packers. I mean, the Packers are pretty
good.
Packers
look flawed early in the season, though.
No, I don't know about now. Their defense is playing better.
They're playing their best football now.
Yeah.
Jordan Love looks terrific. I mean, look, that was a great game. I don't know if you watched that game yesterday. I got home.
No, I missed it.
I couldn't wait to get home and watch a real football game.
I know.
I'm like, oh my God, it's like a real game here. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Caleb Williams, Matt, it's amazing what happens when a young quarterback gets with the right coach, isn't it?
Yeah. All about coaching, man.
Yeah. Johnson, again, common denominator, good coaching.
What did you think of Jeff Kent finally being elected to the Baseball
Hall
of
Fame? I'm very happy for Kent, who should have been in, as we all know, should have been in years ago. You know, probably the best, hitting second baseman since Rogers Hornsby. I only saw the last 2 years of Hornsby's career, But Jeff Kent should be in. I'm very upset about Mattingly. And he didn't even get – he got less votes, bro.
Not even close.
I mean, come on. Now
I'm convinced he's never getting in. Because you had Hall of Famers saying no. You had – because it's a different mix of people voting on this ballot. It's not your typical writers. And he just wasn't even – and the steroid guys are buried. They're never getting in, bro. Never going to happen
That's a joke.
Yeah.
It really – now it's a complete joke. Just getting back to Mattingly. If Mattingly's not going in, Keith will never get in. Keith's never getting in.
No,
not if Mattingly. Mattingly's got to go in before Keith. They should go in together. I mean, they were contemporaries, but it's really, really a shame. And look, you know how I feel about the steroid guys. Barry Bonds, I hate Roger Clemens, but God knows he should be in the Hall of Fame. Even A-Rod, Manny, I'm down with all of them going in, bro. You know where I'm at.
But I
agree that it's probably never going to happen for these guys. It's unfortunate, you know?
Indeed.
It really is. It's terrible. It's terrible. It really is. The Hall of Fame, I can't. Don't get me going on sports writers.
I got you.
You know what I mean, bro? I want to cry. Are we going to sign Pete or what? What's happening?
Pete is driving to the winter meetings right now to meet with the Red Sox and the Orioles. So
he's not meeting with our team.
I don't think he needs to meet with the Mets. Like, we know him. He knows us. It's about, are they going to offer him enough for him to say yes? He wants a long-term deal. I think the Mets only want to go to 3 or 4 years. We'll see. And it's another standoff. The same thing as last year.
Are they signing Diaz or not?
I hope so. I think it's the same thing. I think they want him not on a fifth year. He wants a fifth year, and it's a standoff.
Give him the fifth year. The guy's best closer in the game.
If I ran him, I would give him the fifth year.
Bro, he's the best closer we've ever had. I've seen every guy. I said this the other day in my podcast, from Ken McKenzie to Jeruse Familia. Okay, everybody. Every freaking buddy. This is the best closer we've ever had. Can we just side? I mean, what's wrong with this Stearns? I'm telling you, bro, Stearns. I'm telling you, bro.
Well, let's see. Let's see what he does.
This guy, can't wait to bring another Milwaukee guy. Who's the pitcher he wants to bring in from Milwaukee now?
Freddy Peralta? Right. I'll take him. Yeah, I don't mind him.
But they got to trade for him. Go sign Ranger Suarez, okay? I love Franbar. Go sign him. They should have, like, Franbar hair night. Okay?
That is a good one.
I mean, right? I mean, can we go sign Franbar Valdez, all right? Oh, please. Oh, God. I pay no attention to this. I really don't, because all it does is get me aggravated.
No, I think the thing about the MLB offseason is the right attitude is to have, let me know when they sign someone.
Right, that's it.
Let me know when someone leaves, because the rumors will drive you crazy.
That's right. And I know my phone is going to blow up when either Pete or Diaz, however that goes down, my phone will be like off the hook.
Yeah. You know? So, well, fingers crossed it ends well. That's all you can hope for.
The pain. Any shot against the Jaguars this week?
No. Zero.
Yeah, they're playing great football right now.
They really are. Zero. All right, guys.
Thank you, God bless.
Great talking to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, brother. The great Joe B after an embarrassing jet loss to the Miami Dolphins as they get absolutely lambasted at MetLife Stadium. A depressing, dreary day at MetLife Stadium. We'll get back to your calls, and it's also the debut of 25 and 25. This very secretive committee is finally starting to release the list of the most memorable sports moments in New York from this past year. We're going to find out numbers 25, 24, and 23 in just a few minutes.
Crazy to think we only have 3 weeks left in 2025. 3.5 weeks, and then we have a brand new year.
So an annual tradition here at Evan and Tiki has returned. And that is 25 in 25, the countdown of the most memorable moments in New York sports from the year that was. I remember a year ago, there was a lot of controversy as the list was unveiled. We'll find out about this year's list, because I've been thinking about 25. Was 25 even a good year? Like, was it? I mean, there was a lot of bad. There were some firings.
Not a lot of good.
I mean, the Knicks probably did the best of anybody getting all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals, but even that ended kind of badly. So, without any further ado, it is the debut of 25 and 25, and I've been told that there is an honorable mention to kick things off. So, I guess this is the first one out, the one that didn't make the top 25, but just missed. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's kick it off with a little honorable mention.
Honorable mention, Rick Pitino benches R.J. Lewis during the NCAA tournament.
How about this? Who would have ever thought that with a minute to go in the biggest spot of St. John's season, they've got R.J. Lewis on the bench?
That is really hard to imagine. Big East Player of the Year.
Second team All-American. 3-for-17 and watching with 104 to play.
Rick must be upset with him. Got to be something. I don't know. Is he hurt? He's Big East Player of the Year.
Stop. Misses the free throw.
I mean, for him to be out, that's mind-boggling. I don't care if he was 1-for-30.
Well, 3-for-17 ain't good.
Nah, but you don't bench your best player.
Unless he's chucking.
Yeah, and then he transferred. So, obviously, maybe there wasn't a great relationship
maybe
between Pitino.
Maybe he was not playing team basketball.
Yeah, maybe.
Rick Pitino's no nonsense, man.
That is a sneaky, sneaky moment, because I forgot all about it. But as we're listening to Andrew Catalan and whoever was doing the game
with Steve Lapis.
I'm like, that kind of was a big deal.
Yeah.
I sort of remember that. You know, St. John's had all these expectations. They're playing Arkansas. And all of a sudden, where the hell is R.J. Lewis in the final few minutes?
Yeah. That moment hurts, I think, a little bit from being a Saturday afternoon that I think by the time everybody was chomping at the bit to talk on Monday, it kind of got buried a little bit, I think.
A little bit. Well, it got mentioned on December 8th, 2025, for anyone who forgot. So there's your honorable mention. All right, let's get to the top 25 then. Here it is from the committee, number 25.
Number 25, Brandon Nimmo is shockingly traded to the Texas Rangers.
With this MLB Network breaking news update, I'm Robert Flores. We have the first big trade of the hot stove season. It involves the Texas Rangers and the New York Mets. Jeff Passan, the first to report the details of the deal. Marcus Semien is going from the Rangers to the Mets. Brandon Nimmo is going from the Mets to the Rangers.
I mean, that is a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It feels like it's at the back end, too, because it...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's time.
You know, you say that now because it's been a couple of weeks.
No, but when I that say deal, that because 2 years ago I said he's going to get traded.
You did say that, but when it happened, it was pretty shocking.
Oh, of course, because it came. It felt like it came out of nowhere.
Like there were rumors about it, and I, of course, came on the air and said, "No way, that's going to happen." By the way, I guess I took my L chain off because I'm not wearing it right now. So bad job out of me. Sean, can you fetch me another L that I'm supposed to be wearing? That I
fetch you another L? I think what am I, Fido?
I think I took it off when I went to the bathroom out of respect.
Is it in there or is it here?
No, I took it off before I went in the bathroom because I didn't want the L to get stinky. I was trying to be respectful, and I forgot to put it back on.
Well, what so when I say, are you doing in the bathroom?
I had to pee. What was I doing in the bathroom?
TMI.
How is it going to get stinky?
Did you want me to wear an L which hangs around my neck? Like this while I went to the bathroom?
That's a good point. You could throw it behind you, though.
I was trying to be classy. What do you want from me? Anyhow, yeah, I think Brandon Nimmo being traded on November 23rd, that feels like a top 25 most memorable moment.
Oh, definitely.
But I think now that it's been a few weeks, we're also used to it. It's like, yeah, no big deal. Let's hear number 24.
Number 24. Pete Alonso becomes the Mets' all-time home run king.
Pete tries to run to deep right center field, headed back toward the wall. It's out of here! Out of here! Pete Alonso stands alone! The polar bear on his own private iceberg! Pete Alonso, the most prolific home run hitter in New York Mets history!
I love that call by Gary.
It's a pretty good call.
That's a great call.
Didn't he get criticized for something?
I was going to say.
I don't remember why now, but.
There were a lot of people that didn't like the call. I think the call became a bigger story than the moment.
Because of the iceberg thing? Because,
I don't remember why.
Now, again, we all liked it, but a lot of people thought it was very lame, the iceberg on his own leading into the polar bear thing. We did like a whole thing on that. That was a big deal.
Yeah, that was back on August 12th. I thought that moment should have been higher.
I agree. That's kind of a disrespect to Alonso.
I mean, I know the Mets are kicking off the bottom half of this 25-25, but Nimmo being traded, fine. But I thought Pete becoming the all-time Met home run king?
Maybe because of how the season ended.
Maybe.
Kind of it doesn't get lost because you remember it, but it just feels like, okay, who cares?
And you know
they
what else?
Make the playoffs.
If he leaves as a free agent, and I know is it him leaving or the Mets kicking him out, however you want to define it, that record's dead.
Yeah.
Because Juan Soto has 14 more years left on his contract. He will break that record, and it's gone.
Isn't he likely to break it anyways?
I think it depends on how long Pete stays here. If Pete finishes his career with the New York Mets and can get to 500, then no, I don't think Juan Soto is going to hit 500 home runs as a Met.
It's possible. The reason why it's 24 and not a little bit, better than that, it's possible that the committee was worried before this thing is over, Pete Alonso signs with another team and Sean laughs at Evan. Maybe the committee was looking out for Evan here, because if Pete Alonso was third and he signs with another team, by the time we get to three, Sean would go, hi, what are your best moments? He's not even on the team anymore. It's possible. Wow. Maybe the committee was thinking that.
Tommy, in fairness to the committee, last year, Juan Soto sending the Yankees to the World Series was like number two.
That's right, and I had to die on the sword. What a great moment that was. You know, it does tell you something about the committee, because, again, you guys won't tell me who's in this committee. I don't know
who's in the committee.
We don't know who's in it. But they seem to lean negative, because if you were ranking the five most positive moments of the New York sports year, isn't Pete Alonso being the Mets home run leader in that top five?
Yeah, but it's not a positive list. It's a memorable list, and sometimes negative is memorable.
But that tells me that we have high stakes, probably very high negative moments in the top 10 if Alonso's buried this far back.
All right. And we'll find out. Let's hear number 23, the final moment that will be revealed today. Let's see if it's another Met moment, since the Mets are 2-for-2 already.
Yeah.
Number 23, Clark Schmidt is controversially pulled with a no-hitter, ruining Sean Morash's weekend.
Of course they're booing. Of course they're freaking booing. Because you took him out during a no-hitter, bringing J.T. Brubaker to give up a damn hit. Of course you did. You ruined everybody's Saturday, Aaron Boone. Everybody.
Wow.
Wow. That's right, Sean.
I was annoyed.
You were very annoyed. And then he gets hurt and he's sat down for the season.
Then he needs Tommy John surgery.
And my whole point was, he probably inevitably is going to have an arm injury anyway. At least let him have that moment in his career. And, you can't do it. What if he gets hurt? He's hurt 2 weeks later anyway. Let him go for it.
I can't believe you're dying on the Clark Schmidt should have stayed in sword.
You were right.
It's my most right take of the year that nobody wanted to admit I was right on. Mm.
How are you right about
it? Because he knew he was going to get hurt. You took him out because you didn't want him to get hurt. Right. And he gets hurt anyways.
And my point is, he's probably going to get hurt anyway. If he goes for the no-hitter and gets it, he has that moment the rest of his career. And everybody's like, well, you don't want to cost the World Series or anything. He got hurt anyway. And now, who knows what his climb back is going to be. If he had that no-hitter and got hurt anyway, he still gets the same surgery and he lives with that forever.
Let me give you a very violent example of how wrong you are. Okay? I'm riding my bicycle. And I don't want to wear my helmet. I just don't want to wear it. It's annoying. It hurts, even though you got to wear your helmet.
Of course.
But I listen because you tell me I have to wear my helmet. And I'm riding my bike and I get run over and I'm dead. Does that prove that I was right to not wear my helmet?
But what's
you're dead anyway. What's the difference?
What is your lifelong memory you're getting out of that bike ride?
I don't know. Maybe I saw some beautiful deer running across the road. I don't know.
No, the point of my argument was Clark Schmidt had something possibly in his grasp that was taken from him by Aaron Boone that he will never get the opportunity to have again, you would think. That's all. That was my point.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Maybe the rumors are true. I'm going to give Sean credit for something here. I think the reason that the committee put this 23 and over Pete Alonso is not because of the moment. It was the reaction to Sean. Francesa called him a clown. I'm sure McMonagle had a problem with you. It was really more about the reaction to Sean that was a bigger moment than, what do we need, another Yankee no-hitter, the 7,000th in their history? But your overreaction, and by the way, could you put a shirt on during the video? I had to put this in the system today, and I had to look at your man boobs the entire time.
It was a summer day. I was enjoying the Yankees outside. He ruined my Saturday.
He was in a pool.
That's right.
I was in the pool. Tommy may be right, because even announcer voice guy didn't just say Clark Schmidt is pulled with a no-hitter. He said Clark Schmidt is pulled with a no-hitter and ruined Sean Morash's weekend. Right. So you're right. It may not have just been Schmidt being pulled. It may have been your reaction.
You made it memorable, Sean.
Thank you. And it did ruin my weekend. That was my only day off that weekend because it was Fanatics Fest, and I had to sit there and watch Boone make that call.
Well, there you go. So 25, Brandon Nimmo, shockingly traded to the Rangers on November 23rd. Number 24, Pete Alonso, becoming the all-time Met home run king back on August 12th. And Clark Schmidt pulled with a no-hitter, ruining Sean's Saturday, June 21st. That's 25 through 23. We will hear 22, 21, and 20 tomorrow at 4:30 right here on Evan and Tiki. It will continue all week and next week, and we'll find out the most memorable moment from 2025.
All right, number one's probably Graham Gano not being ready for another game, I'm assuming.
We shall see. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019, the number. Gabe is in Wayne. What's up, Gabe?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking the call. How's it going?
All's good.
Good, man. What's on your mind?
So I actually wanted to be one of those crazy Yankees fans that wants to say that I thought that Brian Cashman's statements at the winter meetings were good. I actually got a little nauseous just saying that right now. So, you know, one of the things I wanted to point out, at the beginning of the offseason, I thought the Yankees cannot let Scott Boras dictate the terms of their offseason plans, all right? And I really actually like that Cashman was kind of playing down the need for Cody Bellinger throughout that whole interview yesterday on Hot Stove. He was saying, yeah, Cody Bellinger would be a good fit for the Yankees. He'd be a good fit for any team. But a couple of the statements that he said specifically, one, he said that the Yankees were too left-handed heavy.
Yes.
That is true. Everybody knows that, right? Like, you know, they're seeking for a right-handed bat. That's not a surprise. But I do like that he said it. Two, he said that they're actively looking at opportunities to shake loose players who might not be currently on the block, right? Like, you know, convincing a team to move a player. Now, look, that to me sounds like somebody of a marquee level, somebody like a Fernando Tatis Jr., who we've talked about as a potential trade being very unlikely. But it could also be the backup catcher for the Miami Marlins, right? It could be a scrub. Nobody. Like, they didn't expect it to trade for him because they're garbage.
Right.
I like overall the narrative that they're downplaying the need for Cody Bellinger because it puts Boras on his heels a little bit.
Yeah.
He needs the Yankees to be bidding for Cody Bellinger in order for them to get the max value on that contract, right? So I really like that he came out and he kind of like took that position. The one caveat that I would say is right now there's no rumors about the Yankees being connected to Ketel Marte, who no one thought at the end of the regular season would be a potential trade candidate. I think that this guy makes the most sense for the Yankees because it's an infielder, a switch hitter who plays better from the right-hand side,
yeah.
And actually is still super strong from the left-handed side. He's going to be facing righties for most of the time. So I'd like to know like your thoughts on that, but also on Cashman kind of underselling the need for Bellinger a little bit.
Well, I think it's smart to do that because the last thing you want from an organizational standpoint is his agent, like he did with the Mets last year, frustrating you, like making your offseason brutal and not conducive to developing a team. It becomes about the individual, and then ultimately, meaning in last year's case, it was Juan Soto. This year's case, it's Pete Alonso, or if you're talking about the Yankees, it's Cody Bellinger. It becomes about that guy as opposed to putting the best team together, and ultimately, it comes back and haunts you. And so, I think it's smart for Cashman. He's playing the long game.
They also don't need Cody Bellinger back.
They're not desperate.
They have outfielders.
Right.
Now, yeah. I think what Yankee fans would want is if you're not going to bring Cody Bellinger back, are you going to reinvest that money into someone else?
Mm-hmm.
Another bat, another piece, another fit. Brian Cashman's messaging over the last day, because he's met the media, he did the interview on the Yankees Hot Stove, has basically been to say, I got no budget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all this talk about how and staying under $300 million, he hasn't told me that.
Right.
Now, the problem with saying something like that is Yankee fans are going to take that as, oh, that means you're going to spend.
But it doesn't matter what Yankee fans say.
No, what matters is what you do.
Exactly.
What matters is how you perform and who you add. Ketel Marte fits the New York Yankees if they're then pivoting and trading Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah.
Are they? Are they open to that? Why wouldn't you be? I like Jazz Chisholm, but I think you should be open to anything. You should be open to making your roster better. I mean, it sounds like Arizona is very serious about trading Ketel Marte. Let's go to Emilio in Staten Island. Hey, Emilio. What's up, Emilio?
What's up, guys? I think Loogie punished me for losing that argument with me. Put me on hold for 2 hours.
Yeah, it's all Loogie's fault. I know. I tell him to stop, but he's very selfish.
I'm only kidding.
Very selfish.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
All's good.
Deke, I never root for the Giants to lose. But at this point, we got the number one pick.
Yeah.
right? We have our quarterback. Just follow me.
Okay.
If we got the first pick in the draft, you know we're getting a haul for that pick.
Of course.
And maybe that guy to your right who just traded for a bunch of picks, you know, Joe B coming on going nuts that he wants him. What do you think?
I mean, that's why it's enticing to get the number one overall pick, is because you're going to get some more assets to help you fill out this roster with high-end draft picks. But you also then have to get the right high-end draft pick.
Yeah.
So it's a, I don't want to call it a burden because it's not. It's actually something that you, that good teams use and do really well at. But we looked at the track record. It's hard to pick really good players, especially when it's like there's nothing stopping you from making the mistake. It's just like, all right, we got extra first round picks. Let's just take a shot at it. You're not going to win that way. You got to be smart about it. I don't know. I think first round picks get overblown sometimes, because ultimately, if they don't pan out, then you get crushed for them.
Here's what I know, and it's very similar to what our last caller's talking about, but completely divorced from your feelings and Sean's feelings. I'm going to speak as a Jets fan, mm-hmm. and I'm going to treat the New York Giants like any other team. They mean nothing to me. Okay, I'm just being
except
an eye
for the fact that they might have the number one overall.
No, but that's what it's related to. Yeah, what I'm saying is they mean nothing to me in terms of, I'm not talking from a Giant perspective right now. I'm going to talk to you from a Jet perspective. I want the New York Giants to lose out. I do. I want you to lose every game the rest of your season.
Right. You want the Tennessee Titans to lose out.
Well, more so the Giants.
Why?
More so because I think the Giants are the safest team.
Right.
They're to trade team. That pick away and keep Jackson Dart at quarterback.
Washington as well?
But I don't think Washington is as realistic, because remember, they're also 3-10 and the Giants are 2-11.
Yeah.
So because the Giants have the heads up,
yeah,
the Giants play Washington on Sunday. I am rooting for the Washington Commanders because of that selfish interest I bring up. Like the Tennessee Titans, I could see conceivably trading Cam Ward. I could. Has he been impressive in his rookie season?
Which of the bad teams are so solid at their quarterback position that they don't want number one?
Obviously, you're right when you say Washington, but because they're 3-10 and the Giants are 2-11, the Giants have an inherent edge because they're a game ahead. And if the Giants lose out, they're picking number one overall. That's the bottom line. You know, I guess the tiebreaker could flip between them and the Raiders because the strength of schedule is very close, so I'd have to keep an eye on that. But my point to you is, when you look at the Giants, the Raiders, the Titans, the Browns, the Saints, the Commanders, the Jets, the Cardinals, all these teams, the team I feel most comfortable about getting the number one overall pick so I can trade with them is the New York Giants.
Remember this. The Giant Raiders strength of schedule likely doesn't come into play because the Giants play the Raiders. So the loser of that.
Oh, crap. You're right.
Right.
Oh, my God. I am going to be the biggest Raider fan that weekend. You're right. And a lot of these bad teams play each other, which is a great point. Like Tennessee plays New Orleans. The Jets play New Orleans.
And don't look now. New Orleans might have found a quarterback, too.
Possible. You know, same thing with Cleveland. I mean, Shedeur Sanders is going to start the rest of the season. There's a lot of unknowns with a lot of these teams. But the Giants, even more so than Tennessee, feel safer at not deciding I'm going to draft a quarterback and trade this guy away. That's how I view
it makes sense. Yeah, makes sense.
Little spoiler. Don't get your hopes up.
Well, my hopes aren't up. I'm just telling you what I'm rooting for.
Because you think the Giants are just going to win. They're going to win a couple of games. And I think you're right about that. So I don't think you can look at it at this point and say, God, we could get two of the Jets' first round picks. And how great would that be? But then you got to still pick those guys.
Right.
And so winning games is more important.
Yeah, but hold on a second. And you're right. But back to my perspective. Sean, last year did a great job, and we're going to bring it back, of Tank Bingo, in which you would explain every Football Friday, this is what you should root for as a Jet and Giant fan to improve your draft odds. Mm-hmm. Not just the obvious, but other things that involve tiebreakers. So I'm going to ask you as an IFO.
To do it again?
But that's a different point. If you're me, Evan, Jet fan, Joe B, Jet fan, who should we root for?
No, I agree.
Isn't my point whether I think the Giants are going to win a game or not is irrelevant? That's irrelevant. What should I do? Do you not agree with my feelings of I'd want the Giants to lose the rest of their games because they are the safest team to trade the pick away?
I can't argue that.
Thank you.
I've just been here too many times, and I know what happens. The Giants thrive in December.
I know, but that's not even my point.
I know.
I get it. They'll probably win a game or two. WFN NFL Football is powered by Verizon. We'll get back to your phone calls coming up. What does Aaron Glenn say about the quarterback position moving forward? Is it Justin Fields? Is it Tyrod Taylor? Is it Brady Cook? We'll get an answer plus more about what's going on at the winter meetings, and Sean's got his Cinco de Five-O.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.